Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi friends, I'm Miss Danielle, and this episode of Help a Human Out is going to be a little bit different. We are 1 week into 2021, and man, did it come in swinging. Seriously, literally. Our job on this show is to help people. That's really what we do. And usually in each episode, we focus on helping one person with the goal of others listening and maybe gaining something from it as well. But after everything that happened last week, we knew we wanted to do something a little different. I knew we needed to do something a little bit different. How is what we are doing this episode still a part of our mission? Well, I can tell you this. I believe it will help a lot of people out. A lot of people who are going to listen, and a lot of people who are going to have similar feelings won't feel so alone. They will feel seen. They will feel heard. They won't feel gaslit. So basically, when everything happened in DC, which you should know, I actually record this podcast from Old Town, Virginia. Old Town Alexandria, to be exact. And from my roof, I'm from Minnesota, don't judge the way I say roof, please. I can see the Capitol. So last week, I was able to see in my backyard complete chaos. I felt a lot of feelings, intense feelings, heightened feelings, all different types. It's hard to name all the feelings that I felt, but I went live on Instagram last Wednesday, and I was an angry Black woman. Not your stereotypical angry Black woman, not the angry Black woman that society has created. I was a Black woman living in America who was sad, whose sadness was so sad that it turned into disbelief, but I've been way past disbelief. And then it turned into anger. Because I am tired of being gaslit by people that live in America who pretend that they don't see what is happening. So we will help some humans out in this episode. I'll promise you that. For starters, you'll help this human out. Because I'm tired and exhausted, and sometimes you just need someone to hear you. I want to share with you some of what I said right after I saw what was happening at the Capitol.
Hello, everybody. This is going to get real because we have to set some boundaries. We are going to stop gaslighting Black people. And what I mean by that is if you are in any capacity, in any way capable, in any way, shape, or form to turn your TV on right now, and look at what is happening in the United States of America. Let me tell you about Black people. Black people are incredible. Black people are fucking resilient. And Black people are tired as hell. Black people are so tired. You know why? Because when people put on Black Lives Matter t-shirts and they said, please stop killing us. Please don't kneel on a man's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Please let a man jog and not block him into a cul-de-sac and murder him. Please let a woman sleep, be in her own space, in her own house, and don't use a no-knock order, come in and kill her. Please, when a man tells you in his vehicle, Philando Castile, tells you in his vehicle, he tells you he has a gun, and you shoot him repeatedly in front of a child and his girlfriend, you will stop gaslighting Black people. You will stop telling us to get over it. You will stop doing all these things because It's not true. They have stormed the Capitol. There is a Confederate flag in the chamber. They are in the chamber. They are fighting. I'm watching them physically fight police officers. And they are, get this, alive. They are alive. They are physically fighting police officers in the Capitol, in Washington, D.C., in America. They are flying a Confederate flag 10 minutes from my house. You will stop gaslighting Black people. Racism is so prevalent. They are literally fighting police officers. They are fighting police officers. They stormed the Capitol. Do you remember what they did after George Floyd died? They were so scared of the savages, of the thugs. They were so scared of the stereotypes that they created. They were so scared of Black people and what Black people would do. And you know what? They should be scared because of what they've done. And we're not even a vicious people. Lord have mercy. Y'all should be so thankful. We are not a vicious people. Because these thugs, these terrorists, they stormed the Capitol. They want a demagogue to remain in power. They don't care. The privilege is oozing. They thought, and they were right. They thought we can storm the Capitol with guns. We can wave these Confederate flags and they're not going to do shit. And guess what happened? They stormed the Capitol with guns. They flew a Confederate flag and shit did not happen. Because this is America. This is your America. If I see you wearing an American flag on your hat, I'm judging you. And I don't care. And I lead with love. But if you can wear an American flag on any piece of article of clothing right now in this time, I don't care. It feels racist to me. If you're wearing the Blue Lives Matter anything and you don't know that it is a direct rebuttal at this point in time to Black Lives Matter, you're lying. You're lying. Stop. You are not telling the truth. You are lying. So when I see you with your Blue Lives Matter hat on, no, I don't feel safe. Blue lives aren't even a thing. Blue lives do not exist. Police officers, good police officers should be protected. But do you understand that police were created to chase down slaves? The police were literally created because of slavery. When people are talking about defund the police, they are not saying we don't need any type of order. They're saying, hey, can we put some money into mental health? How about we put some money into these schools? Because as an educator, I can tell you we got a lot of fourth graders that can't read. Do you know how difficult it is to be successful in life when you can't read? Can we stop talking about everything that's happening and why are Black people so violent and what Black on Black crime and poverty and welfare? Everything that you complain about was created by white systems of oppression. Every single thing you complain about was created by white systems of oppression. Black people aren't trying to enslave themselves. Black people are not trying to stay in poverty. Black people are not trying to kill each other all the time. Black people are exhausted. Black people are tired. Black people have to teach themselves to love themselves over and over again because every fucking day somebody in white America is reminding them that they are not good enough, pretty enough, smart enough, worth it enough, kind enough. Get rid of your fucking fragility because it's not welcome here no more. And you will be told about yourself. You will be told about yourself in 2021 and moving forward. Because if they can storm the Capitol, if they can fly a Confederate flag in the Capitol of the United States of America that was built by Black people for free, you're going to get all this Black girl magic. And you are going to hear that you're racist. You're wearing them American flag shirts, you're racist. You're wearing them Blue Lives Matter shirts, you're racist. You know why? Because Black people are dying. They are killing people for running. They are killing people for walking home.
They are killing people for counterfeit $20 bills. And I don't care who's a thug, who's crimed, who's committed crimes. You do not kill people for that shit. You don't. It's just not how the system works. Stop gaslighting Black people. We are not making up anything. We are tired of living in two different Americas. We are tired of having to dim our intelligence, dim our lights, speak a certain way, code switch here, code switch there. We are tired. And as an educator, teaching to little Black and brown kids every single day, I'm not doing it. I do not want to teach these kids that they have to fit your mold, your standard, your bullshit reality of America when their ancestors built it for free. Stop gaslighting Black people. And once you stop gaslighting Black people, then start believing Black people. Then start investing in Black people. Start giving Black people credit. Start understanding that us just existing in this racist ass country is fucking something that deserves a round of applause. And then those of us who are still trying to make this world, this country, a better place, when y'all keep shitting on us, my babies are playing in the next room. And holy hell, is their innocence so beautiful? Because they don't know. They have been shielded. But 10 minutes from my house, they are flying a Confederate flag outside of the Capitol. Now listen, I done listened to too much goddamn Hamilton, okay? I know how it all started. And this ain't it. This ain't it. And every single one of you that have been quiet, this is on you too. Every single one of you that have been quiet, shame on you. Because if Black people can speak up, and we have so much to lose, we speak up, we get fired. We speak up, we lose we lose six-figure jobs because we don't tolerate racism in our radio workspaces. We speak up and we lose so much, but we keep speaking up. Why? Because we cannot tolerate a world that looks like this. We cannot tolerate a world that looks like this. And you want to complain about wearing a mask. You feel oppressed because you have to keep yourself safe, other people safe. You are so upset that you didn't get your way. These grown ass adults are throwing Caillou sized tantrums at the Capitol. What you tolerate, you encourage. And the United States government right now, the police, the state capitol, everybody is to be held accountable. Because what you tolerate, you encourage. And when Black Lives Matter were protesting about dying people, victims, you had the entire Capitol guarded off. You had military upon military upon military stacked on, stacked on, stacked on those stairs. But there's a Confederate flag in the Capitol right now. God bless America. Mm-mm. I want you to be fully aware if you are in my space, my virtual space, my in-presence space. If you see me ever, I will always be screaming Black Lives Matter. I will always tell you when you step out of pocket on some racial anything. Because I'm done with being gaslit. You're not going to tell me that everything is not about race when they just stormed the Capitol with a Confederate flag. You're not going to tell me that we need to get over it. You're not going to tell me anything because y'all have told me enough and I'm tired of being gaslit and I'm not believing it. And you know what? I don't have to believe it. It's your job to prove it now, America. I don't have to believe shit. And stop telling us we're not patriotic because we want our country to be better. The country that our ancestors built for free, we want it to live up to what the origin was. We want it to live up to its greatest potential. We are holding our country accountable and we're not patriotic? You good with what the hell's happening right now in your country and you're the patriots? Stop it. Stop gaslighting us. Stop it. I'll tell you right now, America better do better. America has got to do better. Because maybe it's not going to be the best for me, but I'll be damned if I live in this world and let it do to me what it did to my kids. And I for damn sure will not have grandchildren walking around in this racist ass country. So we got to do something. We're going to have to do something. Starting with those of you who have been silent. It's now or never. Speak the hell up to your racist grandpa, to your racist aunties, to the people around you. Stop playing these games. People's lives depend on it. I'm amazed I even have to say that. I don't trust any of y'all anymore. Because we are here. Why would we trust you? You are literally watching this. Yes, you probably feel safe in America. I'm so happy that you feel that way. But imagine being Black. If you feel uncomfortable about what's happening at the Capitol, imagine being Black. Imagine being 10 minutes away from what the hell is happening at the Capitol right now and being Black with Black babies playing Barbies in the other room. Your country is racist. Your country is racist. And I don't trust anybody anymore, because how did we get here? Pray to whoever you pray for, to pray for whoever you want to pray for, hopefully Black people, minorities, BIPOC people, because Lord have mercy, we tired. Pray to whoever you want to pray to, send good vibes, do whatever. But for the love of God, please stop gaslighting Black people.
So that was the audio from my Instagram Live. And I know it was a lot. I know there are probably a lot of feelings. And that's okay. I want everyone to feel how they feel. I was able to feel how I feel. Everyone gets to feel how they feel. But I want you to sit with that for a second, because we need to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back. And we'll start talking right back about it, because it's important. Fancy meeting you here, also known as FMYH, is an ecosystem of support for creatives founded by Ashley Ochiaga that is centered around self-development and real talk. Ashley is a creative entrepreneur based in Northeast Minneapolis. She started FMYH because she believes in providing accountability, camaraderie, and constructive perspective for creatives as they work to build their vision. Rome wasn't built in a day, and if it was built today, those creatives would have gone to FMYH for advice and strategy. Sign up via Patreon to join the Virtual Conversation Club and quarterly support group for creatives. Space is limited to keep things intimate, so don't procrastinate. Seriously, it takes 2 minutes. Do yourself a favor and sign up now. You can find more info at fmyh.co. Yes, that's .co, not .com. And the link to sign up for the Virtual Conversation Club and quarterly support group is in our show notes.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So we're back, and we are talking about a lot of things, actually. We are talking about big feelings about what is happening in the world We are talking about Black people feeling gaslit by America and people in America, Americans. I've listened back to my Instagram Live multiple times now. And I got to tell you, when I was recording it, it almost felt like an out-of-body experience because even I didn't realize everything that I had been feeling. Because sometimes in order to survive, you have to keep going. You have to push through without really feeling the things that are hurting you, without really healing the things that are hurting you. Because you have kids, because you have to go to work, because you have so much responsibility. Is there ever really enough time to heal yourself from certain things, right? So I was doing my Instagram Live, and as I've had the time to listen back to it, I realized that I've been far more hurt by America and so many people in it than even I realized. The events that unfolded on January 6th made it clear to a lot of people who definitely should have known before, but here we are. It reminds me of when George Floyd was murdered in Minneapolis, how people, that was their woke moment. They woke up and they couldn't believe that such a thing would happen. But I can tell you right now that no Black person in America was surprised. There are two Americas. In one America, when Black people protest, getting murdered in the streets, we are met with rhetoric saying, when the looting starts, the shooting starts. Black grief will get you arrested or killed. Black people are marching to just say, hey, please stop killing us. Even with a please, please stop killing us. Black grief is always villainized. And white rage? Not so much. As of the time that we're recording this, there have been 79 arrests, according to the Washington Post. This summer, an estimated 14,000 arrests were made across 49 different states during the Black Lives Matter protests. When Philando Castile was murdered in his car by a police officer, we knew his record instantly. The domestic terrorist that was killed at the Capitol, I know she was a veteran. We are really good at finding words to describe angry, violent white people as lone wolves. As we're so shocked this happened. As patriots. Black grief is criminalized. White rage is accepted. Between May 30th and June 2nd of 2020, 427 unrest-related arrests were made in D.C., 427, including 24 juveniles. That means we had youth out there protesting, using their voice, being activists, advocating for their needs and the needs of people that look like them. When a domestic terrorist breached security, came through a window of the Capitol, we heard people over and over again saying they mourned that loss. they called her a victim and they mourned her loss. And I don't wish death upon anybody. I don't. I don't have it in me to do that. Life is a beautiful, precious thing. So it's not that I didn't want them to acknowledge the loss of life. I just find it interesting how easy it was for them to acknowledge her loss of life and how hard it is to admit that a 12-year-old boy playing in a park with a fake gun dies in seconds. Seconds. I find it hard to believe that people don't see the differences. And that's why I think I feel gaslit. That's why I feel like so many of us feel gaslit. Blue lives matter. We've all heard it. We've seen the flag. But what are blue lives? Those do not exist. Unless you are a goddamn Smurf or Avatar. A blue life is not a real thing. But a black life is. A brown life is. A gay life is. A trans life is. The mob that descended on the Capitol killed a cop. It would be ironic if it weren't so painfully sad that someone lost their life just trying to do their job and keep rioters out of the U.S. Capitol. It is mind-blowing to me. Now, I know that if there is something that people will disagree with me on, and here's the deal, I welcome that. I am not perfect. I do not have all the answers. But I am Black in America. I am a Black woman in America. And all I can tell you is how I feel. And I personally stand by my comments about the American flag. And I know there'll be some pushback. And again, I want you to push back. That's okay. Because that, you know, being uncomfortable and sitting in that discomfort, it allows for growth and change and shift. But allow me to dive a little deeper. When you put your hand on your heart and you say one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, do you believe that? Do you believe that? One nation, indivisible? Do you believe that we all live in the same America? Is that real to you? And it's okay, even if it is. We have some work to do. Definitely have some work to do. Are you willing to listen? Are you willing to hear people that look different than you, their experiences? Are you willing to believe us? It's not that we're not telling you. We are telling you. I'm telling you. This is real. We live this. It's not that we're not telling you. So many of you won't believe us, even if it is staring you in the face. Even if you watch a man suffocate to death. Even if you watch the capital of the United States of America be attacked by domestic terrorists. With very little repercussions. You still don't see it? with liberty and justice for all. I don't let my kids say the Pledge of Allegiance. I don't believe in blind allegiance. I believe in holding people accountable, holding leaders accountable, holding this country accountable. When those words, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, when those words are actually true, oh my goodness, I look like Miss America. I will be red, white, and blue in it all over the place. You'll see me putting my hand on my heart, flying the flag, and wearing it again. But until we reconcile that we are not one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, I will not fly a flag that says we are. And yes, it makes me uncomfortable to see other people fly the flag. It's not about being anti-American. I want this country to live up to what it's supposed to be. I know what it was built on. I know who built it. And I know what we could be. But I'm also not swearing my blind allegiance to anyone without proof. And what proof do Black people have that this country loves us, will protect us, believes in us, will invest in us? Gaslighting is telling people something over and over again until they believe they're crazy. Because it can't be true, but you say it is. That's what this country is doing to 13.4% of its population. No, more, because it's Black people, it's brown people, it's minorities, and white America is gaslighting all of those people, telling them that it's the best country in the world. For who? For who? When you know better, you're supposed to do better. We all know better. Why are we not doing better? Where is the cognitive dissonance? What you tolerate, you encourage. What you accept, you endorse. It is not enough to know that something is wrong in the world right now. Other nations are showing footage of what happened at the Capitol, saying, look at this nation of freedom. Look how it's going for them. So where do we go from here? How do we make the world a better place so that my babies, my grandbabies, and all other Black and brown babies in this country have a chance? One, we remember that what we tolerate, we encourage. We start to listen. And then we believe. And then we unlearn some things. And practice makes perfect. You're not going to get it right every day. Hell, I don't. But you have to commit to it. You donate to important causes, important social justice causes, anti-racist causes. You buy Black. Absolutely you do. You know why? Because generational wealth is a real thing. You buy Black. You support minority-owned businesses. You put your money where your mouth is. You invest in the people whose ancestors built this country for free. And you help them out of an oppressive system that they seem stuck in. We are stuck in. You help out. You speak up. You stop making excuses. You get involved in making political change on your local level, on the national level. You figure out where you are needed most and you show up. And for the love of God, do not just post black squares on Instagram. We're going to have lots of resources in our show notes and on our show page so that you can figure out the best way for you to get involved and to make a difference. I can tell you right now that being quiet is not the way. It ain't it. There is so much you can do. There is power in your voice and your money and your time. Use your voice. Give your money. Make time for the things that matter, the things that will better this world for all of us. This is a trickle-down effect. This isn't just about black people. When the world is better for black people, the world is going to be better for everyone. If you feel anything as a result of listening to this, please get involved. We need everyone on this team, this anti-racist team. Now is not the time to sit back. This has been another episode of Help a Human Out. I'm your host, Miss Danielle. Our executive producer is Nora McInerney. Our assistant producer is Emma Martins, and our audio is done by Red Rock Music. If you want to help us keep helping others, like, subscribe, and donate so we can. This conversation and all other things we talk about on this show continue in the Still Kicking Club. It's an online group with the goal of building a braver, more supportive world, one person at a time. If you are a Help a Human Out sponsor, you can even join on a private page where we talk and answer questions about each episode. The link to join is in our show notes, or you can find more info at stillkicking.co. Stay safe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.